Here's a thought I'll title, Art Making is Not a Competitive Sport. From time to time in photography, there resurfaces the idea of a photographic competition. There are whole organizations devoted to photographic competition so that you can work your way up the ladder and win ribbons and awards and plaques and things. And you can enter your images in the state fair and maybe win a blue ribbon, that kind of thing. But there's a real problem with this that I see for art making and for the creative life, because any competition, whether it's a traditional sport like baseball or football, or a competition in photography, in art making, so to speak, any sport like that has to have a very rigid, defined set of rules, things you can do and stay within the regulations, and things you can't do, or you violate the regulations, and therefore are kicked out of the game. But having that kind of rigid rules is anathema to art making, in my way of thinking. Art making is, to some degree, a challenge of exploring the limits of those rules and trying to figure out creative and successful ways to go beyond what is normal, what has been done, what is thought of as the way to do it. Somehow the idea of pursuing a blue ribbon in a photography contest that has tightly rigid rules about how you're supposed to photograph whatever it is you're supposed to be photographing in order to win the blue ribbon, doesn't that sort of squelch creativity? Doesn't it put limits on insight? Doesn't it tend to restrict creative thinking and thinking outside the box and all the rest of that? So for me, the idea that art making is a competitive sport is just, it's like oil and water. It just doesn't mix in my way of thinking. So I don't participate in them. That doesn't mean that I don't think work should be looked at and reviewed and input and critique offered. But blue ribbons and awards and plaques, not crazy about that idea.